I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
My dream came true tonight on the floor.
Four teams remain. Four dreams of winning a men's collegiate basketball national title. Tom Izzo led his Michigan State Spartans to a one-point victory over Duke, the overall number one seed in the annual March Madness tournament. Izzo's number of wins against Duke doubled with the 87-86 victory, but
2-11 doesn't make me sleep any better, probably at the end of the year, but I'm going to sleep better tonight. Because that second win, that 50% of the wins I had, sends us to a Final Four.
Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski guided his young Blue Devils team to the Elite Eight round, where he felt his players just didn't match Michigan State.
I thought they played older than we did, you know, but that's happened to us. Look, we are young. So, you know, especially in the first half, I thought we were not ourselves.
Izzo agreed, at least on defense.
To have seven turnovers against a team like that and turn them over 17 times, I thought was the difference in the game. We didn't shoot it great. We didn't rebound great, but we did do a good job with the turnovers.
And as big as the win was, Izzo says more work lays ahead.
Everybody that beats Duke is, you know, ready to put that on the wall, and because that's the program he's built, and you know that's one I'm hoping to still build. You know, I mean the respect everybody has for Duke is why it's a big game, but I do think we beat arguably the best team in the country.
Coach K said expectations are always high for Duke. Still, he hoped his players could have gone farther.
This team put themselves in a position to go for it and had a chance for it, and they have had a special year, but this, not going to the Final Four, obviously, is a huge disappointment for us. But I'm proud of them.
Tom Izzo's 2-11 record against Duke nearly matches his Final Four record, where he hopes to double his championship total.
You know, now what I got to do is refocus. You know, we've been there. It's the eighth Final Four, but we've only won one.
Four teams remain, four great stories to be told.
No one has faced pressure like these guys have or this program after losing in that first round. No one's done that in the history of the game.
Last year, Virginia became the first regional top seed ever to lose its opening round game. In a season, the Cavaliers were picked by many to win it all. Coach Tony Bennett and his players use that to push harder this year.
I don't care about the critics. I don't even pay attention to that. I really don't. I just know it's really hard to lose in the first round. It stung. It was, as I said, a painful gift. It was so humbling, but it drew me and drew our team closer in a way that we couldn't have gone.
Matt Painter could only watch as his Purdue team missed winning in regulation time as a Virginia buzzer-beating shot went in to force overtime and then take the game 80-75.
You play a game that seesaws like it did against Virginia, and then you don't get a couple breaks and things don't go your way, and they make a special play there at the end, and that's just part of competition. That's part of basketball, and other night was pretty cool. You know, today stinks.
Tony Bennett and his father, Dick, become just the second father and son duo to coach teams to the Final Four.
19 years ago, I was sitting in the back of a press conference. My father took his team to the Final Four. They beat Purdue. And they asked him, is this one of the greatest feelings that you've ever had, getting to the Final Four? And he said this. He said, from a feeling state, euphoria, yes, it is. But it doesn't compare with faith, with kids, family, grandkids. He said, because I know what truly matters, it enables me to enjoy what seems to matter like this. I've remembered that quote, and I've tried my best to live by it.
And Tony Bennett also found inspiration from a TED Talk that he shared with his team.
And the quote is this, if you learn to use it right, the adversity, it will buy you a ticket to a place you couldn't have gone any other way. And I didn't know if that meant we'd get to a Final Four or do that. I just knew it would deepen us in ways on the court, off the court, and what we believe, and mark us for the right stuff. And that, I think, is what took place.
Four teams remain, four chances to make history. Texas Tech was given only a 14% chance to reach the Final Four, but the Red Raiders have, and for the first time in school history.
It's just indescribable, really is. Like, growing up my whole life watching these press conferences, games and all that, and the guy that always gets there and he says, indescribable, I'm always like, you know, give us something better than that, but I really don't have anything, but it's just indescribable.
Texas Tech coach Chris Beard led his team past regional top seed Gonzaga 75-69 with strong defense that has made Texas Tech one of the two feel-good underdog teams to watch.
I've never minded, you know, taking chances against really good coaches and players. Some games where we think that we can just maybe beat somebody possession after possession, we don't do that, but that was not our thought with Gonzaga. We knew we'd have to play almost a perfect game to beat them, and in a lot of ways we did.
Gonzaga coach Mark Few and his Bulldogs team was on the receiving end of that near-perfect game.
We lost to a really, really, really good basketball team in a great basketball game. I went back and forth, and was very impressed with Texas Tech.
Texas Tech's players have gone from obscurity to the spotlight of the National Basketball Association draft. Their talents known very well and all along by Coach Beard.
We don't mind the underdog chip on the shoulder part of our story, but I think you disrespect our players a little bit. We don't understand. We got really good college players, and I think we're one of the best teams in the country this year.
Four teams remain, four stories already fulfilled.
Could I ask one favor?
Sure.
Could you say the very first part of what you said when you introduced us? Do you remember what it was?
Yes, yeah, the Auburn Tigers going to the Final Four are with us.
Thank you, sir.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds great.
The Auburn Tigers are experiencing the Final Four for the first time in school history, an achievement coach Bruce Pearl says is long overdue in light of Auburn's championship-caliber teams in other sports.
I knew this group wanted to make history. I knew they wanted to play good basketball, and I knew they wanted to represent Auburn. The other student-athletes on our campus that compete for championships, we're really, really good. And all those other sports, we win championships. Been a long time since men's basketball's been good. That's what makes this so special for us.
Auburn reached the Final Four with a 77-71 win over Kentucky, impressing Wildcats coach John Calipari.
They played aggressive. They played tough. They bumped, and it was a grinding kind of game. Two of their guys had 50 points. You think about that. They deserve to win the game. We got outplayed, got outcoached, and still had a chance to win the game. I thought we were going to win the game the whole way until the one or two plays in overtime. Never entered my mind that we weren't going to win the game. Proud of these guys. Proud of my team.
Bruce Pearl had to guide Auburn through the three winningest schools in college basketball history: Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky.
It's an honor to even be on the floor with those programs. And then when you play, your kids play hard and play unselfishly and play together, you know, obviously they're the Cinderellas of this tournament. And that's what makes March so special. Which team is it going to be?
Right now it's four teams: Michigan State, Virginia, Texas Tech, and Auburn. How improbable is this group? Out of the 17.2 million brackets submitted by fans on the ESPN tournament site, less than 8,000 or 0.04% correctly selected all four. The semifinal winners in Minneapolis on April 6th tip off for the national championship 2 days later. Roger Federer is 37 years old and one of the oldest players on the ATP Tour, but he is the only man to have won multiple tournaments so far this year as he lifted his fourth Miami Open trophy.
You feel fortunate when you come all the way to the end of the event and you can sit here with the trophy. It's definitely a moment you appreciate a lot, because you know it could have turned out very different.
Federer top defending champion John Isner of the United States, 6-1, 6-4. The Swiss great says he's feeling great as the clay court season is about to get underway.
Already just how I've been playing here and moving here makes me believe that I'm just going on vacation now or a bit of a break, and then preparation, you know, the things physically should be fine. But again, we'll see how the body's going to react. But yeah, I'm very excited. It's a good challenge, good test, and confidence. It's, I don't know, it's a no man's land. It's just there if I play well. I don't know.
The 33-year-old Isner didn't feel too confident coming into the final with just 2 wins over Federer in 7 tries.
I knew he was going to play well today. I knew he was seeing the ball very big, and certainly that was the case. And I wasn't up to the task in the first set, that's for sure.
Isner also battled injury.
I don't know, somewhere along in the first set, I started feeling some pain on the top of my foot. Didn't go away, it only kept getting worse. It's a terrible feeling because you're on an island out there and no teammates to hide behind and going up against the greatest player ever, and my foot's killing me. So, look, not that I would have won the match anyways.
Federer now has 28 Masters 1000 titles. Only Novak Djokovic of Serbia and Spaniard Rafael Nadal have won more.
This one just feels like also I didn't expect it, to be honest. Just these Masters 1000s are hard to win. They're really a test for me, especially later in my career. So I know that these guys don't come around very often. So when they do, they are a bit of a surprise for me. And that's why this one feels, you know, very, very cool in many ways.
After last year, you know, you don't know if you'll ever get a chance like that again. And to be able to come back and finish it off this year is going to be a lifelong memory.
American golfer Kevin Kisner fell short of winning the Dell Technologies match play tournament last year, but he finished on top this year, up 3 holes with 2 remaining against compatriot Matt Kuchar. He had an uphill battle to do it.
You know, losing my first match was not part of the plan for sure, and you're really behind the eight ball if you lose that first match, and to come back and grind it out and beat Poulter in that playoff was probably the springboard towards a big event.
Kisner's win came with some drama as he needed to hole his final putt to win.
Well, that's what you dream about as a kid, having a chance to win, and I've had my fair share of those putts, and I've missed my fair share, and I've made a couple, so to put an exclamation point on my golf career with that putt is going to be a lifelong memory.
Italian Francesco Molinari won the third place playoff against Lucas Beauregard of Denmark 4-2.
On the back nine, I just didn't play my game and made too many mistakes and kind of gave it away once and then managed to fight my way back and then gave it away again, as once wasn't enough. But you know, it's golf and it's a long week in 7 rounds. It can happen to be slightly off for a few holes, and so yeah, positive in general.
When you're 44, you're in the sort of twilight. It was, it's a big win for me, a big win.
Stephen Gallagher of Scotland is a hero on the golf course with his first European Tour victory in 5 years, the comeback hero of the India Hero Open.
I knew I was only 5 back on the 8th tee. I thought, just hang in there. And then when I birdied 15, I seen that Julian Suri had came back from the top, and I was, I thought I was 1 behind. And then when I got to 16th green, they changed it, so I was tied for the lead, and just tried to finish as strong as I could, up 17-18, give myself 2 chances to finish with, and I'd done that, and thankfully it was enough.
Challenged by the players at the top of the leaderboard, Gallagher was also challenged by rough weather during the final round.
We had 3 sort of placid, really nice days to play it, and then today, I think it just got the end of the storm last night, and it was brutal, to be honest. The wind was swirling, and you know, on a course like this where you have to be, where accuracy is paramount, is, you know, it's tough to get the club right. But the good thing is everybody's in the same boat.
The Scot finished 1 shot ahead of Masahiro Kawamura of Japan. He says he played well. As it turns out, Gallagher's main course was the winner off the course.
I love curries, so I'm enjoying myself at night.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.